You're tuned in to Nerd Overload, your weekly show for video games, movies, TV shows, comics, tech news, and more. Now your hosts, Cody Pinnick, Samantha Cross, Sam Dunham, and Josh Harrison.
Hey gamers, grab your Mountain Dew and your Doritos, because it's E3 week here at Nerd Overload, and we're going to talk some video games.
Wait, let me grab my gamer goo.
Gross.
I'm Cody.
I'm Sam.
And I'm Samantha.
Oh boy, we have a great show for you this week. Normally, we do some check 'em outs and then get into some news, but like we mentioned in the intro, it was E3, which is like San Diego Comic-Con for video games. So there is so much news here that I think that's all we're going to talk about today. So
buckle up
for some game news. To start things off, pick a developer that did a thing, because I have almost all of them written down. Pick anyone except for Square Enix, because I didn't get to that one. Well, we can do that one. We can get that one out of the way.
I guess, yeah, because there's not a whole lot. Anyway.
There's actually not a whole lot to that one.
They showed the Final Fantasy VII remake that they've been working on, and it looks really, really good.
It looks really good, and the way that they're doing the magic system and stuff looks... it's genius.
Yeah, the combat is the perfect combination between like the Kingdom Hearts style action combat that they want to do all the time now and the original like turn-based.
It's
you
smart.
You can freeze time when your gauge has filled up and
so
pick moves
and magic and stuff. Yeah, genius.
But also still run around and hit things with your sword if you're like an impatient child that needs that kind of constant
Kingdom Hearts.
Yeah, needs that kind of like constant stimulation. Like I have to be doing something.
Yeah, it looks super yeah, good.
It looks like they put a lot of care and thought into it, which is good.
Yeah, all the designs of the characters are just excellent. They're different from the original designs a little bit.
But not too different.
Yeah, not too different where it's off-putting.
They got Tifa right. I like the way Tifa is.
Yes, she looks great. She looks way better than the Advent Children reimagining of her.
Oh, so much better. Okay, so beyond Final Fantasy VII, what else did Square Enix do?
There was like little bits of neat stuff for the Switch. The collection of Mana is cool and came out right then. And I already bought it, but I haven't played it. Final Fantasy VIII. They found it. They found it, everybody.
I don't think they found it. I think they found bits and pieces of it and are frantically rebuilding the rest of it.
Yeah.
Because they're talking about not a re-release, but a remaster. And I didn't see a single like pre-rendered background in any of those shots. I think they lost all of them and they're having to redo it.
Oh, yeah. You're probably not wrong.
Yeah.
That's to people who don't know the story.
Oh, sure. Yeah, go for it.
Final Fantasy VIII, they lost all the source code to it. That's why you see all of them easily remade on the Switch and stuff, except for 8, because they lost it.
But beyond that, really, Square Enix didn't really have a whole lot. They kind of front-loaded their press conference with...
Final Fantasy VIII, or 7.
Yeah, they led with their showstopper and then had nothing to follow it up.
Well, to be fair, they thought the Avengers game they showed was going to be a showstopper, but it was weird.
it was bad. It looked real bad.
Like, it could be a good game. I don't know. They didn't show... I mean, there was some gameplay in there, but it was hard to tell what was and what wasn't.
Yeah.
But imagine all the Avengers characters you know and love, but their faces are just a little different.
Yeah, they look like the Avengers stunt doubles.
Yeah, I was going to say the Avengers, but played by their stunt doubles.
Yeah. It's very clear that Enix didn't have the likeness rights to any of the characters from the movies. So you get these weird, like, just slightly off, like, squint and turn your head sideways, and they kind of look like the Avengers. I mean, Captain America definitely doesn't. He's wearing some kind of weird football padding or whatever, catcher's gear or whatever.
It's not Mark Ruffalo. It's Mick Riffleblow.
They spent an awful lot of time, like, on that Avengers game.
That's going to make a lot of money.
Oh, it's going to, yeah. Yeah. Well, yeah, for sure. But it's not.
People are going to buy it.
Although the reaction I've seen online is in line with our reaction to it. A lot of people are going, that's weird.
Yeah.
OK. okay, I guess.
You can't build up these characters this long with this set of actors. They're iconic at this point, and then when you slap somebody else's face on, like, photorealistic face on there, it is jarring.
Yeah, I mean, different voice, that's one thing. You kind of expect video games to have different voice actors than the movie counterpart.
And they got good voice actors. Those are some top-tier video game voice actors.
Yeah, but, like, their faces, yeah, they just don't look right. And I'm sorry, there, and one more thing post-trailer, like, oh, this is the extra thing that's going to entice you, and then Hank Pym shows up with a shrink ray. Yeah, not in his Ant-Man costume, but just Hank Pym in a red jacket shrinking a robot.
Yeah, I said Who cares? Same thing. Like, it's not like you showed Ant-Man. Like,
yeah, it's like, come on, that's not gonna get me to buy this game.
It's like if Happy Hogan came out and like, here, Tony, I brought you some donuts.
Yeah, pretty much. Yeah, that's about right.
It was really underwhelming.
It kind of was.
It could still be a good game, but it's going to be hard to get past the fact that everybody looks wrong.
It's got a pretty high hurdle to jump, for
and then
sure.
Then they came out and said, there's no loot boxes or paid DLC. I'm like, I wasn't expecting there to be, but now that you said something about it, I'm concerned.
It makes you think that there was at one point. Yeah. Or like, there's going to be.
What kind of game is this? Because I was expecting a story-based action adventure game, but maybe it's something else?
Like, yeah, I just don't
why,
know.
Like, why was that an issue at any point?
Yeah, very weird. All right, so hey, I think we've dunked on Square Enix enough today.
Just for the Avengers.
Just for the Avengers,
a lot
really.
Of their other stuff was good if you're in that niche of, you know, JRPG. And yeah. I very much am, so... Yeah. It was good for me.
All right. So anyway, let's pick another one of these press conferences.
Let's do Bethesda. I have a lot to say about Bethesda.
Oh, sorry.
Let's talk about Bethesda, the Please Don't Be Mean to Us show.
The show that was more interested in telling you how much it loves you than it was showing anything good.
Yeah. And I mean, they showed a couple of neat things, but by and large, it was a lot of, hey guys, we know Fallout 76 sucks and it's broken and janky and no one liked it. Please come back.
Yeah.
So
I like Todd's, like, I'm surprised you're all still here comment.
Yeah. Yeah. There was a thing, I guess someone captured some audio of him, like when he walked off stage, basically storming off, cursing up a storm and saying, I'm going back to my office after walking off stage.
I heard that might be fake.
I've heard both. I've heard it both ways. So. Knowing what I know about Todd Howard, it could very well be real. But anyway, let's talk about some of the Bethesda games. We might as well go ahead and talk about the Fallout 76 first.
They added a Battle Royale mode, which isn't terribly surprising. It seems like something they would do as a desperate plea to get people to come back to the game.
Also seems about a year or two too late.
Yep.
Because, what is it? Fortnite has that genre pretty well locked at this point.
I mean, it's doing different things, I'll give it that much. And the idea that you're fighting over who gets to be the overseer of a vault is cool.
It's a neat concept, but at the end of the day, it's still just a battle royale style thing.
Yeah, the interesting stuff that they announced for Fallout 76 was the return of NPC characters that they swore up and down we're not going to be in this game, but hey, here they come.
Yep, NPC characters and a scripted storyline with branching dialogue paths.
So they're putting a Fallout game in their Fallout game, finally.
For what they should have done the first time.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I'll definitely play it now, because it looks like they put a game in there that I don't have to make myself.
Well, if you're wanting to try it, it's free until the 17th. That's the other thing they tried to hammer home, is that, hey, listen, we know it sucks, but give us a chance.
Yeah. I've heard they tightened up the shooting mechanic specifically for the Battle Royale part.
Oh, interesting.
So it might be a little better. I mean, the game part wasn't what was broken before. Well,
yeah.
Yeah, well...
Not the game part. I mean, the mechanics part wasn't what was broken. It was everything else.
Everything else. You know, the entire time they were talking about Fallout 76, there was a line from the movie National Lampoon's Vacation that kept rolling through my head. It's one of my favorite lines. It's right in the very beginning, and it's one of those, if you're not paying attention, you'll miss it. It's when they go and get the family truckster. It's the car that they don't want. And Eugene Levy's the car salesman, and he just goes, "You think you hate it now? Wait till you drive it." And I just keep thinking Todd Howard was going to say, "You think you hate this game now? Wait till you play it." Yeah, moving on from that, they talked about Elder Scrolls Blades, which is that...
The phone game that starts out pretty fun, but turns into a slog fairly quickly.
Oh, good. It's coming out for the Switch soon.
Yeah.
Woohoo!
It might be kind of fun on the Switch, but...
Until it becomes a slog.
Yeah, it needs some definite balance adjustments, because you have to repair your gear like you do in an Elder Scrolls, and it costs money. And it is way too expensive. It becomes a real uphill battle to hold on to any money because of it.
Oh, my gosh.
So they need to do some work on that one.
Well, that seems to be the theme with Bethesda's games, is they need to do some work on it.
Can we talk about the one I'm really mad about?
Sure, let's do it.
They announced a new Commander Keen game.
Oh, yeah. You were pretty hot and bothered about that one.
Commander Keen was an old DOS platformer franchise from back in the day. It was one of my favorite games as a kid.
Mm-hmm.
I was either playing Mario on the Nintendo or Commander Keen on my computer.
Mm-hmm.
I used to run around with a motorcycle helmet on my head, playing Commander Keen.
Oh, that's awesome.
So they announced a new one, and initially I'm very excited. He's back. My boy's back. And then they played a little animated trailer, and I'm like, okay, this is different, but I'm accepting of it. And then they're like, oh, it's on your phone. And I'm like, that's not ideal, but I'm just glad to see Commander Keen again. And then they showed the gameplay, and it's nothing like any of the other games. It's not a platformer at all. It's some kind of weird...
It looks like Math Blaster.
Yeah, yeah. We were watching the Polygon stream.
Yeah, same here.
Yeah, Brian David Gilbert, because it looks like Math Blasters, and it does.
It really does. Yeah, it looks...
The art style is right up there with Math Blasters.
Mm-hmm. Looks pretty weak. Do you remember that show on Cartoon Network, Johnny Test?
Yeah.
It looks a lot like that art style as well.
Yeah.
Definitely got some Johnny Test vibes. Not in a good way.
Yeah. Well, there's nothing good about Johnny Test. There's nothing good
about that show. No, you're correct about that. I don't have that connection to Commander Keen that you do, but I can look at this and go, man,
that's not cool.
That's not a good game.
Like when you bring back a franchise like that and have a phone game, you have to also have a good game.
Yeah.
Like they did with, when they announced Elder Scrolls Blades, they knew people were going to be mad if they didn't say, hey, we're working on Elder Scrolls 6 too.
Yeah.
But this one, they didn't even do that. They just said, hey, look what we did to Commander Keen.
Yeah.
And I hate when people say oh, you're destroying my childhood. But they kind of are.
They kind of are, yeah.
It's just such a waste. It's a good IP. It's a cute IP. And they're making a bad phone game instead of... The creator of Commander Keen, Tom Hall, who worked at id Software with Romero and Carmack back in the day, he didn't even know about it.
Really? Oh, that sucks.
He learned about it right when everybody else did.
Oh, that is a bummer.
Yeah.
That is a real bummer.
And he's been wanting to make another one for some time now, and Bethesda wouldn't call him back.
Well, sure, because they're working on this dumb phone game.
He even got John Romero's help saying, hey, to get a hold of Bethesda and be like, hey, let's do this. And they wouldn't do it because they were making this garbage.
Yeah. All right. Well, hey, we gotta fly through these because we have a ton of games to talk about. So just kind of going through, looking at this, there's a bunch of Elder Scrolls stuff.
Elder Scrolls Online.
Yeah.
And that game's actually pretty good. I might go back and look at it for, a hot 2 hours.
Yeah. I mean, why not? Sure.
I have it. It's free on Xbox Game Pass, so... No reason not to.
No reason not to. Yeah, there. Along with that, there's another phone game, Elder Scrolls Legends, which is some weird card game.
Oh, that's
garbage?
That's already out. They're just doing more of it.
Oh,
I guess.
Well, that's...
It's their Hearthstone knockoff that nobody cares about.
Well, then good. Yeah, that trailer made me care even less than zero about it.
Where it opened up looking like maybe they were making some sort of tavern simulation game.
Yeah, it almost looked like there was a game in that game.
That was going to be fun, and they're like, oh no, it's just cards.
Yeah, right.
No, thanks.
Nothing will get me more uninterested in your game than any sort of cards.
Yeah, agreed. There's a update for Rage 2, which is weird because that game came out like 2 weeks ago.
Yeah.
They're already patching more stuff into it. I mean, which is cool that you know, the release cycle is pretty fresh, but yeah. Like...
It didn't set the world on fire, that's for sure.
Yeah.
I was like kind of interested in it, but then just forgot.
Yeah.
Like it's another post-apocalyptic shooter.
Basically.
Meh.
Yeah. Okay, so Wolfenstein, there's a VR...
Yeah, where you're hacking robot dogs.
Yeah, Cyberpilot. Yeah. And then also the actual sequel game, Youngblood?
Wolfenstein Youngblood. It looks very cool.
And it comes out very soon.
It comes out in July.
Yeah, and it's the first one with co-op, like,
yep.
Which is pretty cool.
You play as BJ Blazkowicz's twin daughters
mm-hmm.
on a mission to save him from Nazi-occupied France.
Yeah. Yeah, and that's pretty cool. Those first-person shooters, to be honest, a lot of these games are first-person shooters. I can't play them. I get dizzy if I sit and watch them for more than a half hour, 45 minutes. But even this looks pretty rad. This and Doom Eternal look just like this, the opposite side of like wacky. Like,
yeah.
They're not afraid to be video games.
Yes, they're both very video gamey video games.
Yes.
It's the opposite of Ubisoft's Tom Clancy Storm that we'll talk about later.
We'll get to Tom Clancy's Ubisoft show here in a sec. Okay, one that I'm kind of looking forward to, Deathloop, looks really cool. Again, watching the Polygon stream, they said this, but I was thinking it while watching it as well. I got a real serious like spy versus spy kind of vibe off of it. But it also has like Groundhog's Day kind of, you know, you die and you come back the next day and replay the same levels over and over again sort of thing.
And it's by Arkane, the guys that did Dishonored, and they did Prey, and those are both very excellent
games.
That's
what I hear. Yeah.
So this will no doubtedly also be very excellent.
Mm-hmm. So what is the Orion game engine?
I don't know. I stopped paying attention this one, to be completely honest.
They were trying to explain that thing, and boy, oh boy, it was something about
nobody wants to stream their games.
Yeah.
People want to own them.
Yeah, it's some kind of game streaming technology that improves your latency by, I think they said, 40%. But that assumes that you want to stream your game content instead of having it.
Internet in America is too bad.
Like, yeah.
Yeah.
We don't have the bandwidth. Nobody has the bandwidth for it.
Unless you're living next to a Google Fiber-like way station.
Yeah.
And even then...
It's not something people want.
And then you don't have access to the content ever.
Yeah. Okay, take our area for right now. Do you think any of us could stream a game in Marion with our internet here?
Not and have it look any good.
Yeah. Yeah.
Because I had... some service that let me do it, and it wasn't bad.
Mm-hmm.
Like it worked, but it wasn't ideal.
Mm.
I wouldn't trade it in for an actual
cartridge, or at least a digital download.
Yeah because even with Steam, mm-hmm. you download that and you have it. You know, like,
right. Yeah.
Like if Steam went belly up, which will probably never happen,
mm-hmm.
you would still have the content there on your hard drive at least.
Right.
With this, you don't have anything. You just connect to this and it's like Netflix for games, I guess, is the...
Basically.
And it just streams it to your computer and then you play the game from this video stream. But yeah, you're going to have some beefy pipes
mm-hmm.
for this to work. And also, it's never going to be as good as just...
It's not.
You can't play a fighting game that way.
I was just going to say, that's...
You need split-second button press.
Yeah, like, you can't time it and press a button hoping that your opponent will wait half a second or wait a second.
or even like a frame.
Yeah, like, yeah, exactly. You can't do frame perfect stuff. It's got to be
frame perfect for a fighting game or a rhythm game.
Yeah.
Can't do a rhythm game when you're trying to sync between a controller, your computer, and the server this is running on.
Yeah, it just wouldn't work.
It's a bad idea, and I don't know why everybody is doubling down on it so hard. I guess because Google thinks it's a good idea.
Right. I don't think consumers are buying it.
No, I haven't seen anybody excited for this. If we had the infrastructure for it, maybe, but we clearly don't. And then I could get on a like hour-long tangent about cable company monopoly.
Well, yeah.
That's another day.
Yeah. But that's why we don't have the bandwidth for this, because the cable company monopolies are screwing us over.
Right. All right. So hey, we gotta keep moving here. So Doom Eternal.
Oh, it looks so good.
Looks pretty good.
The last Doom game they made, the like reimagining of Doom, I guess is what it was. It was just called Doom,
mm-hmm.
but it was very much in the spirit of the original games and very, very good.
Mm-hmm.
And this looks like more of that.
It
but
does.
Maybe even more ridiculous.
Yeah, yeah.
It looks like you're going to go to heaven at some point.
At some point.
Which is bizarre.
Yeah.
Amazing.
Yeah.
Yeah, I mean, it's going to be crazy. All right, hey, before we go to the break, because we're getting pretty close to time here, there was the PC gaming press conference, had almost nothing.
I've never watched this. I just assume it's a lot of people talking about water-cooled graphics cards and gamer goo.
You know, I watched it distilled down to 20 minutes. So there are a couple games there. Vampire Bloodlines 2 looks pretty interesting.
Oh, I'm so excited for that. And that's not necessarily just a PC game.
That looks pretty cool. There's a game where you play as a killer shark called Maneater, and that looks pretty fun. We watched the trailer here for Midnight Ghost Hunt, which looks pretty fun.
Yeah, it looks like an asymmetrical Ghostbusters.
Yeah, it looks a lot like Ghostbusters.
One person's the ghost and the other people are the busters, but they legally can't call them busters.
Basically, yeah. There's some animal zoo simulator game called Planet Zoo. And then I got about 5 seconds into the Warhammer Vermintide versus 2 trailer and then lost complete interest in the PC gaming press release. So there's some other games there, but I don't know what any of those are.
Here's all the games that'll be real popular on Steam for a hot minute and then you don't hear about them ever again.
Pretty much.
That's like how the PC gaming cycle seems to go these days, is you get your like PlayerUnknown's Battleground style like big blow ups that and then they fizzle out.
And they fizzle. Yeah. Okay, so hey, I'll tell you what, let's go ahead and take a break here, and when we come back, we're going to talk a lot more about video games. We have Ubisoft, we have Xbox, and we have Nintendo to go through. It's going to be jam-packed.
No Sony this year, guys.
No Sony.
No lone...
Those cowards.
Yeah.
I wonder if they're kicking themselves or not.
Probably, because nobody's talking about them.
Yeah, right. Although, in a month and a half when they do their Sony press conference, state of play, whatever. They're going to be the only game in town.
Yeah.
Unless Nintendo has another direct around the same time.
I think whoever did last year's show got in trouble for spending too much money on dumb garbage.
Like that one banjo player.
Yeah, or the different venues they kept shuffling the people there to over and over again.
The 15, 20 minutes between set changes?
Yeah, it was absurd and dumb, and they spent way too much money on it.
It was pretty rough, yeah. All right, let's take a break, and when we come back, we'll talk about some more stuff. Hey, we're back. That was Pac-Man Fever by Buckner and Garcia.
Because video games.
Video games.
And we'll continue with our video game talk.
Let's do it. And let's just jump right back into it. We're going to go through Ubisoft real quick. So what's the good thing, Cody?
Roller Champions, I guess.
Roller Champions looks pretty great. Yeah.
I'm interested.
Yeah.
And there's a Zelda-style game about Greek mythology. It's called Gods and Monsters.
Yeah, it looks all right. There was no actual gameplay in that trailer whatsoever.
Yeah.
But it looks kind of interesting. The other thing that looks kind of cool is Watch Dogs Legion.
Yeah.
Which is kind of a political thing a little
bit. No, not from Ubisoft.
Video games aren't political.
They don't do political games.
No, never, never. Now let's talk about... They never talk about politics. Now let's talk about Tom Clancy games for the next 20 minutes. No, Watch Dogs Legion looks pretty great, if nothing else, because there is an old lady, former super spy assassin that has a gun.
Well, like, the big thing about this one is that you can recruit anybody.
Yeah, yeah. Anyone can be recruited. Which is, and that's awesome.
Pretty, like, how did they do it, kind of? Like, that's a lot of people. How are they doing this with voice? They said there's different voice acting for every person that's in the whole city. And it's like, it's nuts. And I'll be interested to see how they pull it off.
Yeah, same here.
I've never been a huge Watch Dogs fan. Neither have I, but
it seems interesting. Yeah. It seems like a neat twist on the original game. Okay, so they did announce a show, I guess.
A TV show.
TV in air quotes.
Yeah,
kind of, in theory. It is done by the folks who do Always Sunny in Philadelphia.
Yeah. What's his name? Rob McElhenney?
Yeah, McElhenney, I think.
Yeah. Mac came out to talk about it and how good it's going to be, and then they played a clip. And it
doesn't look very good.
It was kind of cringy.
It looks like a YouTube series akin to, like, The Guild or something like that.
Or like that one the Game Grumps did that nobody watched.
Oh, yeah, that's the one. Yeah, like that one. But this one is for an actual kind of streaming service. It's the Apple TV app, so no one's going to watch it, but they're making it.
And nobody wants to hear about a TV show in the middle of their E3 press conference.
Yeah, like, well, I mean, this show is supposedly about a game dev company making the first expansion to, like, a World of Warcraft type game. And I guess there is some comedy that can be gleaned from that, especially because the Mac guy is playing kind of like a Michael Scott type, full of himself.
Todd Howard,
basically, yeah, boss. But there's really nothing there. And if it makes it more than one season, I'd be very surprised.
Yeah.
Adventure Time is going to be added to the fighting game Brawlhalla, which is a Smash Brothers clone, kind of.
Yeah, I mean, that's neat, but that show ended, like, a while ago.
A couple years ago. This news seems about 2 years too late, honestly.
Why not put OKKO characters in there? They're all basically fighting game characters. It'd
be a lot more fitting.
Yeah.
Just Dance 10
is coming to the Wii.
It's...
Grandma's
is still the Wii game. The Wii is still getting developed for, and that is
I mean, it's coming out on everything, including your phone, but also the Wii.
Which, Samantha, you made a good point before.
I read that the biggest reason for that is because a lot of, like, rehab and physical therapy places, they bought Wiis and they still use them, and they use those games to, you know, treat patients.
Yeah, and that's really cool.
So it's really a good thing.
Yeah.
Oh, no, I'm not knocking Just Dance. They came out to a Fallout Boy song, and that was pretty during their stage show.
And then a little bit of Blackpink.
Yeah. And that was all pretty cool. But
that's the song we should have played.
Yeah, well, maybe next week. But that is all of this stuff is kind of shying away from the big news. Tom Clancy, despite being
dead for years,
dead and gone, is still making games based off of his intellectual properties. There is at least a dozen Tom Clancy branded games coming out.
They announced,
and they all look almost exactly the same.
They announced.
If you showed me them, I couldn't tell you which was which.
One of them has John Bernthal's dog in it. That's all I know. I don't even think his dog was actually in it.
No.
They just brought him on. Why did they bring that dog on stage?
I don't know, but I'm glad they did. Yeah. He's very cute.
Oh, he's a very cute dog, and he was very well behaved.
The only thing I can think is that he's the Punisher's emotional support dog.
That's got to be it. Yeah. But, like, yeah, why? Why?
I mean, I don't know.
I understand they're popular games, and, you know, people like their realism and their shooty games.
But do they really need the Tom Clancy license?
Let's see. I'm looking at the list here, and we have 1, 2, 3, 5. Four. There's five here, which is about 4 too many. Plus, and this is not counting The Division. Tom Clancy's The Division, the Netflix movie starring Jake Gyllenhaal and Jessica Chastain, which is another not game that they announced during the Ubisoft press conference. What the heck?
The Division story is pretty dumb anyway.
Mm-hmm.
It's not going to make a good movie.
It's pretty yikes city.
Yeah.
Yeah. All right. Well, we've spent 6 minutes on Ubisoft, and that's about 4 minutes too much. So let's move on. Let's talk about Devolver Digital for a second.
They have a buck wild press conference in air quotes every year.
They are the Adult Swim of E3 press conferences.
Yeah.
Yeah, they, you know, this is like, what, the third year in a row that they've, in the ongoing Nina Struthers saga?
Yeah.
At this point?
Their press conference is like an episode of a weird TV show that comes out once every year.
Yeah, it's crazy. So they have a fictional spokeswoman, Nina Struthers, who comes out and just yells at the audience for 20 minutes, and there's usually violence. and they also talk about some games a little bit, kinda. This year, they took on the Nintendo Direct and basically shot for shot ripped off Nintendo Direct.
Yeah, a parody, a direct parody.
Direct parody. Oh, man, it was so good. The games they announced, there was nothing really all that special. The Carrion looked pretty neat.
Yeah, Carrion looked cool.
Yeah, that one looked neat.
What they called a reverse horror game.
A reverse horror game because you're the monster.
Yeah.
Yeah, that one was pretty good. The Fall Guys looks pretty fun.
Yeah, it's like Wipeout, but a video game.
Yeah, I actually thought of Takeshi's Challenge or whatever. Yeah, that looks pretty fun. The Devolver Bootleg is their gimmick joke thing this year.
That you could actually buy and download. It's a bunch of bootleg. It's a bootleg launcher that runs bootlegs of their own games.
Which is pretty great.
I played it for a little bit, and it's pretty funny.
Yeah. The only other thing worth talking about is the Enter the Gungeon House of the Gun Dead arcade cabinet, that which is a so real cool. thing they're doing.
Yeah, it looks really rad, and I hope an arcade around us gets it.
I really do, too. That would be pretty great. But all of that seemed like secondary to the story of Nina Struthers.
Yeah.
In a RoboCop-esque kind of setup, which turned into the Terminator kind of at one point. Yeah.
Just go watch watch all three press conferences.
You have to watch them in order. Yeah.
Yeah. It's funny. You'll enjoy it. It's not like not your average press conference. It's a,
but Warren, there is a lot of gore.
Swearing. Yeah.
There's a lot of gore and a lot of swearing. Yeah, that's very true. And then after they got done with this, we thought the press conference ended, the pre-recorded thing ended. And then it cut to the first ever third or fourth E3 post pre show, which is something they did 2 years ago where they did a 24-hour stream where just I can't explain it.
It's just abject chaos, and then sometimes they play Devolver published
every
game.
Once in a while. Well, this year they did it again and they streamed for 12 hours straight, and they all pretended as though they have been on the air for the last 2 years solid. It was insanity and super fun to watch. Definitely worth searching out. Maybe not the whole 12 hours, highlight reel or something, but it was pretty great. When the guy ran out on stage yelling that he's got the internet and it's just a monitor with the word internet taped to the back of it and slams it down on the desk. Oh, it's super good. Okay.
We got to talk about Xbox because they
about
did
Xbox.
A show and it
There's
was pretty good.
There's a million things for Xbox. We can't go through all of them, but let's hit some highlights.
Cyberpunk continues to look like an amazing game. And on top of that, they've added Keanu Reeves to the cast.
It's great.
Yeah. And he came out bathed in glorious white light. He gave the release date that I can't remember. And that was the most important part of probably the whole show.
Yeah. But it's become a meme where someone has taken the video of Keanu Reeves going, well, check this out, and points at the screen, and they've green screened the screen out, and people have been adding their own stuff to that screen.
Nice.
I kind of want to do something with the show, with our show, like our streams and stuff with that. That would be pretty great. But that looks pretty good.
It's 2020, I think April, right?
March or April 2020.
March or April 2020.
Something like that.
It's pretty far away.
Mm-hmm.
But it looks like such a good game. I'm very excited for it.
It looks pretty good. Bleeding Edge, which looks like an Overwatch but Melee.
Yeah.
4-on-4 game.
It looks a lot like Anarchy Reigns, if anybody can remember that.
I do remember that game. Yeah.
Yeah, it looks like that, but by Ninja Theory.
It looks pretty good.
Yeah, it looks cool. The character designs are a lot of fun. I'll be excited to try it out.
Mm-hmm. Yep. There's a new Battletoads with an interesting art style.
I love it. I love the way it looks. It looks like a cartoon, which I think is what they were going for in the original games. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I like it quite a bit as well. Looks pretty cool.
We're in the minority on that one.
Yeah.
Apparently a lot of people are upset that it doesn't look exactly like the original. I don't know. I think it it has the same spirit.
Yeah, the only thing I thought was watching the gameplay, it looked a little slow. I think if they could have tweaked the speed, like the movement speed and like the enemy speed and stuff, maybe just like even a half notch, I think that would do it. But as it stood just in that trailer, everything just seemed a little sluggish isn't the word because the sprites looked crisp, but it just seemed a little slow, I think.
You don't want that turbo tunnel to go any faster.
Well, that's true. But hey, Battletoads is supposed to be hard, right?
Yeah. So, I'm sure this one will be too.
Oh, yeah, that's true. So there's some Xbox Game Pass thing. It's like $10.
Oh, yeah, now it's on PC.
It's on PC now, so that's pretty cool.
It existed on Xbox before, and I have it, and it's definitely worth the money.
Mm-hmm.
And they're bundling it with, there's a PC one, and you can get them together, and it looks good.
That's pretty cool, yeah. This is something that only I am interested in. They are releasing Age of Empires 2, the Definitive Edition. I played a ton of Age of Empires 2 when I was in high school.
I've never played it.
Oh my God, it's so great. The cheats are so good. You can put a car in there. It's so good. I love that game. And I'm so glad that it's coming out. I actually haven't thought of Age of Empires 2 in so long, but so good. I'm excited for it.
Now imagine it's on your phone and it's an infinite runner, and then you'll have how I feel about Commander Keen.
Okay. Well, there you go. Yeah. Okay.
There's that Minecraft Dungeons game. That looks neat. It looks like it's Minecraft Diablo.
Yeah. It looks more interesting than standard Minecraft.
Yeah.
And that's cool.
I like that art style that it has, that cubist Minecraft look. I wouldn't buy it, but it's going to be on Game Pass, so yeah. I'll have access to it, and I'll probably try it.
See, there you go. Yeah. Double Fine has joined Microsoft.
Which is gives me weird feelings.
Yeah. Tim Schafer came out and was very, I don't know if sarcastic is the word, but
he was Tim.
He was being, yeah. Yeah. Please, we'll do whatever you want.
Yeah.
Thank you, guys.
We'll work on Halo stuff. We'll work on Forza. We'll work on Excel.
Yeah, that was good. That made me laugh.
Double Fine's one of my more favorite game developers, and they're so imaginative and creative and very much do their own thing. And I hope this doesn't affect that. I don't think it will.
I don't think it will. If they're smart, they won't. If Microsoft's smart, they won't touch Double Fine and tell them what to do.
I mean, they kind of ran Rare into the ground. But
a little bit, but we'll
but
get,
they made Sea
we'll
of Thieves, and Sea of Thieves is good.
That's
so,
pretty good, so yeah.
You know, maybe it'll probably be fine.
Okay, we got to get to this Nintendo stuff, so we're just going to do some last-minute quick hits on Xbox. Lego Star Wars, they're putting all 9 of the movies in one game, and that's pretty great. Dragon Ball Z Kakarot, which,
I don't know anything about Dragon Ball, but it looked nice.
It looks like it's just playing through the first couple of story arcs from Z. I know just enough about that show to know that, like, it's going up through the Frieza stuff, I think. I think that's what it is.
This is why we need Josh.
This is why we need Josh here. Josh could talk about it. Maybe he'll talk about it next week. Josh, we didn't mention, Josh is at Origins this week, so he'll have plenty of... He's on assignment at Origins, yeah. The Gears of War 5 looks kind of dumb, and also Terminator's there.
For some reason, Terminator's in more than one game this year.
It's in multiple games, yeah.
Who cares?
Yeah.
Josh actually was excited about it.
Yeah, yeah. So there's a Funko Pops Gears thing, but it's mobile.
Which is a major contender for the worst game I saw this year.
It's pretty rough.
It's like a weird strategy game, Gears of War, Funko Pop combination.
Yeah.
That inexplicably doesn't make any sense.
It doesn't. Last couple things, there's a game called Elden Ring, which is the Dark Souls guy and George R. R. Martin teaming up, which is a good fit because George R. R. Martin can't finish storylines, and the Dark Souls guy is good at making things vague when he can't come up with stories. Yeah. So it's a match made in heaven.
Also, I can't think of anything that's less interesting to me than a combination of Dark Souls games that I never enjoy, I always try to enjoy and never do, and George R. R. Martin's Game of Thrones, which I've not cared about at all the entire time.
Yeah, yeah.
Not for me.
But at least this isn't Game of Thrones. At least this is its own separate thing.
Yeah.
Yeah. So there's going to be a new console coming soon. Project Scarlet is the code name for it.
They made some vague statements about it.
I've... heard a rumor that it's going to be backwards compatible with all Xbox games from the beginning.
Good.
Which is great. That actually, that honestly would make me at least consider picking up an Xbox.
You'd have a whole library.
You'd have everything.
Three generations worth of games. Stuff you can play.
And most of those Generation 1 games are still pretty good, and you can get them for very cheap.
Yeah.
And along with that, they announced a new Halo game. The John Haloman.
John Haloman's Halo Infinity.
Yeah, so
Weirdly, I've been going back and playing the original Halo. It was a franchise that I just kind of bounced off of. I wasn't really into it at the time. It's a pretty fun game.
Yeah, yeah. I played a very tiny amount of it in college, and yeah, that's fine. It's a shooting game.
Yeah.
Yeah. All right, so let's bounce off of that and onto Nintendo. There's a lot of Nintendo stuff here, and a lot of it looks very good.
Yes.
So let's try to
Nintendo
knock out.
Was clearly the best of all the press conferences this year.
I would say so.
And that's not even me being a fanboy.
Yeah. So we'll just go right down the list.
Got to talk about Bowser first, though.
Oh, yeah. Let's talk about Doug Bowser.
Doug Bowser is the new president of Nintendo, which if you're paying attention, you'll notice that is also the name of a character from Mario.
Yes.
So
yes.
When they first introduced Bowser coming out, Bowser Koopa came out with a little tie on and started to, I assume, announce something.
So he started to announce some game. Yeah.
And then they're like, no, not you. Mm-hmm. And there's a little fake gaffe where he tries to walk off stage. It was adorable.
It was pretty cute.
And it's worth watching just that.
Yeah, it was pretty cute.
And I want to know what he was going to announce.
I don't know.
Let him speak.
Super Koopa Brothers.
Yeah. Oh, man, can you imagine if they just kept going and let him do that?
Oh, that would be great.
And they had, like, a fake Bowser game.
Uh-huh. That would be pretty awesome. All right, so, like I said, let's go down the list. They're putting the hero from Dragon Quest games into Smash Brothers.
A good choice.
Yes.
And not just one hero. It's, like, all of them.
All of them, except for the one from 7, which is the one that I care about.
No, but he's in it.
He is in the Final Smash, but he's not one of the four.
Really?
Yeah.
Well, he's a little green boy.
He's the little green boy, but yeah.
He's like the worst one.
Aww.
That game is good, but he's the worst hero design.
Okay, I'll give you that. Yeah. I'll give you that. He's a pretty nothing.
He looks
character.
Like bootleg Link.
Kind of. Yeah, okay. Yeah, I'll give you that. But no, this looks pretty cool. It looks like he's going to do some like menu select magic kind of thing.
Which is cool. Which is a cool nod to the game.
It's kind of a neat nod.
And it makes him different from being just another anime sword boy.
Yeah, pretty much. Speaking of which, Dragon Quest XI S gets a release date, September 27th. Game still looks good.
It's a great game.
Yeah.
I played a bunch of it on PlayStation, but then stopped when they were announcing a definitive edition for the Switch.
Pretty much, yeah. Let's see. Luigi's Mansion 3.
Looks great. Looks like more Luigi's Mansion.
Yeah, introducing
Gooigi.
Gooigi was kind of in the last game.
Yeah.
Like they were testing the concept, and now he's a full part of this one. I like those games because they give the Mario characters a chance to be full-on cartoony.
Yeah, that's pretty cool.
Yeah, so it'll be good. I'm excited.
That'll be pretty cool. Dark Crystal Age of Resistance Tactics.
Did not see that one coming.
Yeah.
I didn't either.
And that, yeah, it kind of came out of nowhere. It was like the first thing they showed. And it was like, yeah, they're doing a Dark Crystal Tactics game for the Switch.
And that ties into the Netflix prequel series that they're going to be doing. Which is pretty cool.
That needs to be the next No I Haven't Seen That we do, by the way.
Oh,
the Crystal.
Oh, absolutely. Yeah, let's do that.
I've not seen that.
Yeah, sure. Sure,
and
sounds good.
I've really been wanting to watch it lately, but I'm like, no, we should save this for that show that I do.
Well, then we need to schedule a time and do it.
Yeah.
That sounds good. All right, so Legends of Zelda, Link's Awakening, the remake.
They showed a lot more of it.
Continues to look fun. It looks like almost a one-for-one remake of the Game Boy game.
That we all just played.
We all just played, yes.
But it looks so good.
Yeah.
Like, it's the perfect art style for that game.
Mm-hmm.
They showed off a little, like, you can make your own custom dungeons.
Build your own dungeon thing.
Out of existing tiles.
Which makes me think that they're testing the waters for a Legends of Zelda Maker.
Zelda Maker, which I think is honestly a bad idea.
I do, too.
People can barely string together coherent Mario stages.
Yeah.
There's no way that the average Joe Ding Dong is going to be able to make a decent Zelda dungeon.
Yeah. I agree. Let's see. Trials of Mana and the Collections of Mana. You talked about the Collections of Mana before, so that's pretty cool.
That wasn't at the Square Enix conference. Yeah,
it wasn't. No,
was
it? It was just this.
That was the Nintendo one. Yeah. Whoops.
But that's okay. This is the first time Trials of Mana is going to be in the U.S., and then they're putting all the original games together in one package that's out right now, which is pretty cool.
And also, they're remaking Trials of Mana.
Yeah.
So you can buy it and play the old one now, and then when the remake comes out, you can buy it again.
Yeah. Yeah.
I'm making it sound very appealing.
Yes. Witcher 3 is coming to the Switch.
Which is nuts.
Yeah, I didn't see that one coming either.
No, that's a very graphically intensive video game. Yeah.
Yeah, I mean, not to sound dismissive of Nintendo games, but that's like a real game that is coming onto the Switch.
I'm excited. I've bought this game twice. Actually, and I'm going to do it a third time for the Switch, because maybe I'll be able to finish it there.
It'll be your third Witcher 3.
Yeah, the Switcher 3.
Does that make it Witcher 9 because it's three times? Yeah, okay. Fire Emblem Three Houses still looks like some weird anime.
Yeah, I mean, I don't need to see any more of it. Like, I'm already going to get it when it comes out, so stop showing it to me.
Yeah, yeah.
You already sold me on it.
Basically, yeah. Resident Evil 5 and 6.
Those ones aren't very good.
That's what I hear. No More Heroes 3 looks pretty great.
Yeah, I'm glad they're doing a for real No More Heroes
game. Going back to it.
Yeah.
Contra Rogue Core looks...
Buck Wild.
Yeah.
It looks decidedly low budget, but still pretty fun.
It looks like something that was developed for the Wii U that they've upported.
Yeah. It kind of does. I'm excited for it, though, because I like Contra.
Yeah. Well, if you like Contra, the Contra Anniversary Collection's out right now.
Yeah. I was going to get that, but Collection of Mana is $40?
Whoa, really?
Yeah. I was at work when they announced it, and I told Samantha, hey, buy that for me on my Switch. And then she did, and I'm like, how much was it? And she said, $40. I'm like, what?
Let's see. Daemon X Machina.
They keep showing this, and it's another one that they sold me on three Nintendo Directs ago, and they keep showing it to me.
Giant robots flying around. I just hope that the listener feedback or the player feedback that they got didn't sway the game to make it bad.
Yeah.
That's the only thing I'm concerned about. Because they had a whole thing where you played the demo, and then you answered some questions or told them what you thought of the demo, and they were going to tailor the game based on what their feedback was. I just hope they didn't do it bad. Panzer Dragoon. It's getting a remake.
That's cool. I've only played this game one time in a Sears, which is a big clue about how old I am. And I liked it then, so I'll be excited to revisit it. I would have this on my Sega Saturn if it weren't so expensive.
That's okay. To show you how old I am, I played most of Donkey Kong Country 2 in a Sears. All right, Pokemon Sword and Shield, we don't really need to go into this because we talked about it last time. However, they have announced that they will not be supporting all Pokemon. You can only transfer stuff in the Galar Pokedex into the game. There's not going to be a national Dex, so there are some from previous games that just are no longer available.
Yeah, it doesn't. Basically, it doesn't have all the Pokemon in it, which you got to draw the line somewhere. That's a lot of data. That's a lot of 3D models are animated.
I guess, but they could potentially patch it in later.
Yeah,
I still think
I can see them doing that.
Yeah, like a free update. Hey, you now have the national Dex.
Yeah, I mean, it stinks.
Yeah.
It does stink, but it's also, it's kind of understandable.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Astral Chain looks cool.
It's another one they keep showing. This. I'm like, I'm already
you sold me.
Well, no, they did show a lot more of it than we've previously seen.
We have kind of a plot.
And what the gameplay is, like, you have a magic handcuffs, I guess.
Yeah.
Controls monsters.
Yeah, which is pretty cool.
Yeah, it's a good concept.
Yeah. Empire of Sin, which is some weird mafia game. That's cool.
It's a strategy. It's like XCOM. It combines strategy and...
Mafia.
Oh,
okay.
And it says Romero Games, which I'm assuming is Doom's John Romero.
John Romero, yeah.
I haven't seen anybody talking about the fact that it's him, but...
Yeah.
The guy kind of knows how to make a game.
Yeah.
Except for Daikatana. Daikatana.
Yeah, that was a mess.
That was a weird time.
Marvel Ultimate Alliance 3, this is the good Avengers game.
Yeah.
Looks great. The one thing I want to mention here, they had shots of Miles Morales' Spider-Man. They had Ms. Marvel. They had Spider-Gwen. And for some reason, super obscure character that only I care about, Elsa Bloodstone.
Is that who that was?
That's who that was from Next Wave, a comic that I'm pretty sure I'm the only one that read. And she's in her Next Wave costume. So
I was like, who is that outlaw? Like,
does that mean we're going to get more Next Wave characters? Is Machine Man going to show up? Is the Captain, whose name is just the Captain?
I'm sure they're going to DLC the hell out of this one, and there's going to be so many characters.
Well, they've already said that if you pre-order it now, you can pre-order the first DLC pack that adds Marvel Knights characters. What is it? Marvel Knights, X-Men characters, and the Fantastic Four into the game. So they're out of the base game.
I don't even know what Marvel Knights is.
Moon Knight, Daredevil.
Oh, okay.
Moon Knight, Daredevil. Well, if Ghost Rider wasn't already in the trailer, it'd be Ghost Rider. A lot of the street level stuff. I guess Luke Cage would count as a Marvel Knight. Jessica Jones is a Marvel Knight character. It was their Marvel's more adult line. It was like Marvel's Vertigo, kind of, for a short time.
So what they really meant was Knights. Like nighttime.
Yeah. That was kind of the thing.
That's the joke.
Yeah, that's the joke. Yeah. Cadence of Hyrule, which is a Crypt of the Necrodancer.
And it'll be out by the time this airs.
Yeah, that's pretty cool.
It looks cool. It looks great.
Looks fun. Mario and Sonic at the 2020 Olympics.
Why?
It's just more this, but like, hey, how about we just throw the most of this game away and just make a Yoshi skateboarding game?
Hey, that would be pretty cool.
Yeah, as soon as I saw Yoshi, grinding it up in that skate park, I'm like, no, I just want this part.
Well, I want Waluigi fencing.
Yeah.
That was pretty cool. Also, shirtless Robotnik.
Somebody wanted that, I'm sure.
That someone crossed that off their list.
Yeah.
Yeah. Animal Crossing, New Horizons.
It looks really good.
It looks really good.
It looks
good.
Like Animal Crossing.
It looks like it's going to get some online connectivity. At least that's what the ending of that trailer kind of hinted at, which is cool.
You can put your furniture outside. That's neat.
Mm-hmm.
Looks like it has a big crafting focus this time.
Yeah, and you're on a deserted island, so you're building an entire island, which is cool.
It looks like they're trying.
They're trying.
That's the best part, because a lot of Animal Crossing
games... The last couple have not been great.
...have been just like, we'll just upport the original, the DS one.
Yeah.
But this looks like they're actually building something different and cool, so I'll give them props for that.
Yeah. You know, I'll get it because it's a relaxation game for me.
Yeah, it's a good game. It's a fun game. They delayed it. That's the big thing.
But only till March. That's not a big deal. And that's Nintendo. Nintendo said in an interview afterwards that it is their way of going, hey, we don't like crunch. So we would rather have our developers take their time and have normal lives outside of work, and we'll just push the game back a few months. Not a big deal.
Which is something every other game developer in the world needs to do.
Oh, I wish they would.
That crunch culture is very bad.
Listen, there's a reason why Nintendo continually makes near-perfect first-party games. It's because they don't do crunch.
Yeah, they don't destroy their employees' lives.
They take their time, they do it right. They did a montage of a whole bunch of games, too many to go through here. Mostly stuff that they've already announced at one point or another. The last two things, they put another Smash Brothers character in.
They put Banjo in. They put Banjo of Banjo-Kazooie in.
Yeah.
Initially, you can probably find recording of me dumping on Banjo ever being in Smash.
Oh, almost positively, yeah.
But I replayed Banjo-Kazooie very recently, and I really, really enjoyed it.
Mm-hmm.
So I've completely come around on it.
I'm all for it. I think he's a really, really interesting, really good. Maybe not interesting, but really good fit. He deserves to be there.
Yeah, he really does. And I apologize.
I guess they do.
They do, it's both of them.
Yeah.
I apologize for any anti-Banjo sentiment I've had on this show.
He's a good. Your words and deeds.
Yes, I regret my words and deeds. He's a good bear.
He's just a good bear, Cody.
He's a good bear, and she's a good sassy bird.
Yep. And the last thing, this was the biggest surprise, and I think it got me more excited than the Animal Crossing thing, which I didn't think was going to happen. They announced a sequel to Breath of the Wild, The Legend of Zelda, the super good Legend of Zelda game.
One of the best games of all time, Legend of Zelda game. Not even best Zelda game.
Just best game. Yeah, and they're doing a sequel of it, and it looks like it is dealing with Ganondorf, like human man Ganondorf, who may be a mummy?
He's Mumra.
Yeah.
And Zelda's there with Link, and it makes me think that she's going to be playable
in
some
capacity. Yeah, it would be great if Zelda was the playable one, because it would be, they would have to really jump through some hoops to go, hey, guess what, Link, you accidentally lost all your stuff.
Yeah.
From the first game. It makes me wonder if there's going to be a save data transferable from the first game to the second game.
That'd be cool.
The trailer also hinted very heavily at the Twilly from...
Oh, the Twilly, yeah.
Yeah, because that's what that hand that was stuck inside Ganondorf's chest with the green stuff coming out of it.
Twilight Princess Midna
character.
Actually, and Link kind of does get taken away in the trailer, so it makes me wonder, is this a Zelda game?
All for it.
So.
Yeah. All for it. It's time.
Yeah.
It's time for The Legend of Zelda to be about Zelda.
Yep. Or it would also be neat if it was a co-op two-player game.
That would be great.
And
that would be great.
One person was Link and one was Zelda. Yeah. That would be so fun. But yeah. I don't know. That's a lot to have on screen at once.
Maybe make it a tri-co-op game and have it be about trying to purge the darkness from Ganondorf. And have the three people with the Triforce power.
That would be neat. That'd be very cool.
I've always said that they could do a turn-based JRPG game with your party being Link, Zelda, and Ganondorf as like the protectors of the Triforce against some greater threat.
Yeah.
That
would be very cool.
Yeah. But no, I'm really excited for this. It looks really good, and if it's anything like the first Breath of the Wild game, it's going to be amazing, and it's going to sell a million billion copies.
Yeah, that concept makes me think of the original Mario RPG when they first made Bowser playable.
Yeah, and it works.
Yeah.
It works. All right, so hey, we did it. We got through E3. We covered about a good 80% of it, I would say.
And if you don't like video games and video game talk, I am sorry.
Come back next week.
Yeah.
We'll do a better next week. This week, it was all video games. Just wait a month when it's all comic book news.
Yeah.
When it's
San Diego
Comic-Con time. Yeah.
Oops, all video games.
Yes, this has been the Oops, All Video Games episode of Nerd Overload. So thank you all for tuning in. You can find us each and every day over at nerdoverload.com.
You can find us on all forms of social media, Facebook, Twitter,
Twitch
and Instagram at Nerd Overload Now.
Yep.
You can email us at staff@nerdoverload.com. You can tell us what games you're excited about.
You can subscribe to our YouTube channel, Nerd Overload TV.
That's right. We're also on all sorts of different places. You can find podcasts like Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and Stitcher. We have a Patreon, patreon.com/nerdoverloadnow, if you want to support the show and get the show a couple days early. That's pretty cool. I'd like to thank David Pencil for the use of our intro and outro. You can find more of his music at davidpencil.com. And I think that pretty well covers it. So again, thank you all for tuning in, and we will be back next week.
Peace out.